Caravan.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to bring up anything you would like at 855 450 free. The Robin Hooding story hitting it, hitting the news globally. We'll get into more of the details on what's actually going on there here in a few moments. We'll take your calls about anything as well. And the we tonight is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts at 855 450 free. I don't know if I mentioned this. I don't think I did last hour. We do have Skype. You can connect with us to username lrn.fm on Skype. Send us a contact request. You will be approved, as I just did for somebody who sent us a request. You can do that anytime, and then after that, you'll be good to go to connect with us on Skype. So Skype username again, lrn.fm. Our phone number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Herb in Wisconsin. Herb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm calling about an Amish dairy farmer named John Hirschberger.
Okay.
He is going on trial May the 20th in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
And what was he selling? Let me guess. Raw milk?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
As you know, in the days of Prohibition, they had trouble convicting anybody with a jury because the juries were nullified with a jury. And I would like to encourage this to happen here because this is not a law that we really want here. And
point of clarification, you're calling from Wisconsin, so is this a state law or are the feds going after him?
It has to be a state law because it's in a state court. There's no federal court down in Baraboo.
Gotcha.
The law says in Wisconsin you can sell incidental sales if you're a dairy farmer. Incidental, which is very vague, not specific. Now his problem was
whatever they feel like making it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was selling his milk at a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to help him out.
Great.
So what I want to do is bring to bear publicity with the information materials about juries, and this comes from the Fully Informed Jury Association.
FIJA.org is their website. Now, for you: when is the jury being selected for this trial?
Well, I don't know, but here's what I was proposing to do: would be to pass out FIJA brochures as jurors are going to the trial.
I think that's an excellent idea. However, if I may make a suggestion on how to modify that, as somebody who's done a lot of this jury outreach over the years. So, when is the trial again?
May the 20th.
Okay, that's coming up then.
FIJA has advised things like this to do it across the street from the courthouse, and it can be done, and it has been done.
It all depends on where you live. It depends. The reason why FIJA's advising that, I would guess, is because in Florida, there have been two gentlemen who have been arrested and charged with jury tampering for handing out Fully Informed Jury Association information.
But you do FIJA outreach a couple of times a month here in...
No, it's usually about once a month.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And I do
of experience.
Yeah, and I do it right out in front of the front doors. In fact, I even open the doors for the people that are walking in to the courthouse. So it just depends on where you are and, you know, what the government, I guess, aura is, you know, how oppressive they are in your area. And also depends on how much help you have. So if you can go there with more than just you, that would be particularly beneficial because then you can cover, if the courthouse has multiple entrances, you can cover multiple entrances. Or if it's just one entrance, then it looks like there's more of a movement there rather than just the one guy with the FIJA brochures. But what I would suggest is you call the courthouse tomorrow during their business hours and ask them when jury selection is going to be for such and such a case. And then find out. It may have already happened, so you may have missed that.
I'm almost certain it's happened. I mean, my wife's on jury duty this month. And it's done in advance.
She didn't happen to get picked for that case, did she?
No, it's 5 hours away from me.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And I'm blind, and I can't drive. And,
oh, wow.
I'd like to go down there. I want to contact the bishop of the John Hershberger's church and and try to make some communication with the Amish and perhaps stay there in the Amish community during the trial. And
great idea.
Of, kind of coordinate or...
round them. We'll see if you can round them up into your project. Well, what I was going to suggest, and not just for you, Herb, because like you said, it may be too late as far as jury selection, but to me, the first best time to hit up jurors is when they're only potential jurors at that point. Then they have an even weaker case of accusing you of jury tampering. So if you're standing out in front of the courthouse with FIJA information and everyone who walks in the courthouse, doesn't matter even if you know they're a courtroom or a court worker, you offer them the FIJA information. Doesn't matter if they're a lawyer, doesn't matter if they're doesn't matter. Whoever it is, you offer them the FIJA information. And what you do is you find out from the court when the jury selection is going to be and when the jurors have to arrive. So then get there a half hour before the jurors have to arrive, because some jurors are really obedient and they'll show up as soon as the courthouse opens. So let's say jury selection, like around here, it's at 8:30 is when they're told to arrive frequently. Courthouse opens at 8. I get there at 7:50 because I know that there are some people who are going to be there lined up waiting for the door to open, and I'll stay a whole hour because I know that there's also stragglers who will show up later than 8:30 because that's just how people are. And then I'll hand those flyers to absolutely every person who's walking by me, and I think that's the best way to reach everyone who could possibly be a juror. That way you're reaching everybody for any other cases that might be happening in the
same
courthouse.
And you're also not attempting to sway a juror.
Right.
You're just giving people information.
Now, just to be clear, I've done it out in front of a courthouse when the jury had already been picked as well. I've done it that time, too, and I haven't been molested, but your mileage may vary. I don't know what kind of opposition you're going to encounter by the local cops there, which is why having numbers, having those Amish folk to help you out would be very important, especially on your first time.
Well, I'm calling the program here today because I'm trying to maybe I can identify some and make contact with some activists in central Wisconsin who would be willing to show up also.
So some options for you would be to check for a Ron Paul meetup or various Ron Paul meetups in Wisconsin. There's also Liberty on the Rocks, which is another group of liberty-minded people that gathers regularly in various different places across the country. Copblock.org is another excellent source for people who would be willing to likely help out with things like this. And finally, maybe the Libertarian Party or a what's the Ron Paul group? Students for Liberty.
Students for Liberty.
Those are a couple of other ones. Campaign for Liberty
is
another big one.
I'm surprised FIJA doesn't have some kind of contact information locally.
Yeah, I don't know how much they have. You can ask FIJA and see what they can come up with. I don't know how well they track all of the activism that goes on with FIJA out there. So.
Could I give my email address on the program now?
Yeah, go ahead. It's easy.
And ask people who may be in that area to call me up and try to work something out.
Yeah, if it's easy, go ahead quick.
Yes, Herb11, H-E-R-B-11.
At
GMX.com. That's GM,
all right, that's
like
easy,
General Motors, X.com.
GMX.com.
GM,
all right, Herb11.
General
thank
Motors.
Yep, I got you, GMX. I appreciate it, Herb. Good luck, and I hope it works out for this guy. And keep us in the loop as to what happens with this Amish farmer who's facing criminal charges, possible jail time for selling raw milk. I appreciate your call tonight. So Fully Informed Jury Association is a group that informs people of their right to jury nullify, which means that you have the ability as a juror to vote not guilty based on what your conscience tells you, not what the law in the case, not what the facts in the case have to do with. So in this case, the law says this guy, you know, is guilty of selling raw milk. They're going to present facts. They probably have an undercover buy or something like that of someone buying raw milk from this guy probably multiple times, just like they do with drug dealers. And they're going to present all these facts, and then they're going to tell the jury, now you have to judge this case based on the law as I explain it to you and the facts as they've been presented. That's what the judge is going to tell, some iteration of that. They're going to tell these jurors, and the jurors are going to believe him, unless there's enough information there about jury nullification to somehow change one or more of those jurors' minds and get them to let them know, hey, if you think this law is stupid, if you think this law is dangerous and dumb, then you can vote not guilty, and that's all you need. It doesn't matter what the facts say. BJ.org is their website. Good stuff. 855-450 free. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Bring us anything you would like. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them to you all for free. freetalklive.com. Features including archives. So if you missed a moment, no problem. Click and download. They're yours. The last 7 days' worth right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. And then if you click into the archive section, you'll get to go back to as late as 2006. at the late 2006 to download as many archives as you like. Plus, if you go to our SoundCloud page, you get the archives of Free Talk Live and bonus audio, including Edgington Post episodes. That's Mark's interview series that he does on a fairly regular basis. And on a less regular basis, we do interviews with, like, other... So, like, the Edgington Post is you interviewing people you're interested in talking to. Sometimes we get interviewed by other radio shows and things like that. I had that happen this morning because of the Robin Hooding situation, which we can get back into here in a moment. But if you want to hear the interviews that I conducted or were conducted with me on WXDE, I believe, in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It's an FM talk station and Free Talk Live affiliate, WSPD. In Toledo, Ohio.
Holy Toledo!
You can go and listen to those at our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. If you like anything on our SoundCloud page, regular episodes or bonus stuff, just click the share button. This is really important for us. Click the share button and then share it on Facebook, Twitter, whatever your preferred social networking site is, and that'll help Free Talk Live get into more new ears. Your friends will see that. They're wondering, oh, what did you like? Oh, I'll listen to that. And then maybe they'll like Free Talk Live and like us on Facebook and listen to some more stuff. So again, go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
Tomorrow, quite early in the morning, we're going to be headed out to California. Yeah, it's a ridiculous time.
We're going to have a nap tonight.
Yeah, that's about what it is. And we're going to the Bitcoin conference. It's called The Future of Payments. And at it are going to be, you know, several dozen experts that are going to have speaking, and then quite a few more people who are going to be, you know, showing their wares, but all kinds of movers and shakers in the world of Bitcoin. I think that Bitcoins are going to be a big and important part of the future of mankind. That's a prediction of mine. If you feel similarly, then you probably should be at the Bitcoin conference in San Jose, California. It's not too late to get some tickets. Just go to bitcoin2013.com and come see us do our live shows there from the Bitcoin conference. It's bitcoin2013.com. It's the future of payments. It's the future for those that are willing to seize the future. And if that's you, bitcoin2013.com.
Yeah, definitely come on out. And if you are coming out and you come up, introduce yourself, you haven't been yet, you haven't found out the details about this Liberty Hangout that's going on Saturday night, we'll definitely clue you in on that, because a bunch of Liberty people, I mean, it's a Bitcoin conference, so a bunch of Liberty people are going to be there, and so we all kind of figured, hey, why don't we do something outside of the conference, and there's stuff going on Friday night that's official with the conference. We're going to do it Saturday, and I know that Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist, has chosen the location. He's a native of the San Jose area, so I'm looking forward to seeing where it is that he picked to have this hangout. And I don't know what the current count is on numbers of people going to this particular event, but I'm going to guess probably going to a couple dozen at least.
Yeah, I hope the restaurant's ready.
Yep, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I didn't know if it was a restaurant or if it was like a bar or what it was, but
bar would be a strange place for a Muslim to pick to have a hangout.
That's
true, I knew they serve drinks.
But what libertarian Muslim doesn't know that liberty-minded people like to drink?
Okay, we'll see what it looks like when we get there.
Yeah, we'll definitely see.
I'm not going to argue. I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty popular amongst people in the liberty community, because it's popular amongst people, period, that is drinking. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. We're looking forward to it. Bitcoin2013.com. We'll see you there. You can still get registered. I don't think it's too late.
Nope. Okay. Tickets, Bitcoin2013.com.
All right. So Robin Hooding, to take you back, if you're just tuning in, we talked for a good chunk of the first hour about Robin Hooding and how it's hitting the news all over the globe. And I apologize if you've been following Freekeen.com. I have not had a chance to really update today. There's been so much news that has been hitting. I would love to post it all, but there's just so much, and I've been...
It's a whirlwind, really.
Yeah, I've been being interviewed all day, and plus I had to pack for the trip, so really I haven't had a chance to do much blogging. So there's still a lot that needs to be posted. But if you just go to Google News and search for Robinhood, you'll see, last time I looked, it was up to 35 stories. That's up from, I think, 9 last night, and there's still more kind of in the pipeline. So, you know, what will it look like tomorrow? Is this blowing up to 1,000 stories? No, not yet. Maybe it's not going to. I don't know what to expect. but I'm pretty happy with how well it's done so far, making international headlines about activists here in Keene saving people from being ticketed by the parking enforcers. And, of course, the city's position that we're harassing them and threatening or intimidating said parking enforcers is pretty ridiculous. And I've been answering a lot of questions from the media today about those accusations on the part of the city.
And to reiterate what Mark said earlier, you know, genuinely, if there was there were some allegations made in the filings that these people are being bumped and jostled and getting too close, and in all honesty, there is no way that anyone would touch a police officer, because parking enforcement is
they're police officers. They don't have arrest powers, supposedly, but they work for the police department.
They have a Motorola, same as everybody else, you know. And so if something like this were to happen, absolutely, the person who would assault a parking enforcer is going to be arrested, taken down. I'm sorry. That was just going to happen.
Yeah, they're not going to hold back on arresting you if they believe they have reason to arrest you.
Right, and if you threaten a law enforcement officer or intentionally bump a law enforcement officer, you have a charge, and it ain't going to be a pretty charge either. It's probably a felony. So the idea that you have to file a civil injunction in order to stop people from harassing, threatening, bumping, or whatever meter maids is really just a load of crap. They sent an investigator out with a camera for days, for weeks.
42 hours at the cost of just under $1,400.
Mm-hmm. Right, to find out whether or not this was being done, and they found zippo as far as evidence. Because you can believe that if the former police captain, who was the investigator, had found one shred of evidence that their people were being, that their meter maids were being threatened.
And you know it was poured over by the city attorney as well, that video
footage. We've got to find something to get them on.
Well, now they're claiming that some of their footage will be presented to the court to prove the harassing claims as well. So we'll see about that. Call me skeptical. So one of the things I was saying in the first hour that I never really got to finish through my thought is, one, the revenue is threatened by the city. Like, this is some of the reasons why the city of Keene very upset about this. And the same thing with your local town or city. If you started to do Robin Hooding in your area and have this
successfully
level, right, the level of impact that we're having. I mean, it's easy to be successful. You just go put money in people's meters and that's that. But the Robin Hooders take it to the next level. They're organized. They're out there on a daily basis, and they have calling cards. They have business cards that they leave on every car to let people know that they've been saved. So this creates, in people's minds, a real, you know, like, there's something happening here, right? There's a movement. There's this Robin Hood of Keene. They've got a website. You can donate. People are sending in cash. They're sending in checks. They're sending thank you cards. They're handing rolls of coins on the streets. I mean, there's real buzz around town about this. And the buzz isn't good for the city. And the city people, for them, legitimacy is very important. The idea that they're important to people, the idea that they are serious, their business is taken serious and they're obeyed, and people do not laugh at them. Well, the Robin Hooders are making them look bad.
International laughing stock.
And now the city of Keene has made themselves look even worse by bringing this lawsuit and having this explosion of news coverage. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What is a city to do? You got people on the streets rescuing your victims from being, well, becoming victims. They're being prevented. The city's being prevented from giving out thousands of parking tickets. City of Keene, here in southwestern New Hampshire, where we do this show. The poor, poor city. Not only is their legitimacy being damaged, or was it being damaged before this week began, by the fact that the Robin Hooders are on the streets. You can go to robinhood.freekeen.com to learn more about it, but essentially protecting people from getting tickets by feeding expired meters before the meter maids can get to the meters. We're going to continue that discussion here in moments.
I just spoke about the Bitcoin conference going on in San Jose. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the fastest, safest, and easiest way to do that is BitInstant.com. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home if you are going to use Dwolla.com or have a Dwolla account. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, make a deposit. It's that simple. Likely, if you, for instance, choose the MoneyGram option at a local CVS or Walmart, and then tell them that you want it deposited to your blockchain.info Bitcoin account, the money, the Bitcoins will be there when you get home. It happens that quick, and it's that easy. Bitinstant.com.
Okay, so bring up anything you'd like. You don't have to comment on Robin Hooding if you're not interested in that. But you can bring up anything. That's the point of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. So we're talking about how the legitimacy of the city is damaged, and they don't know what to do about that. Because the thing with liberty activism that comes from a principled perspective, and the idea of liberty, of course, is simple, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. But when you go and you do things, as far as activism is concerned, you're coming from a moral perspective. You're coming from a perspective of opposing the aggression of the people calling themselves the state, or in this case, the people calling themselves the city. And you're opposing their aggression. They don't know what to do about that because you're not being violent, right? So if you're not violent, they don't know how to handle it.
They'll actually accuse you of violence, is what happened here with the case.
Yeah,
the
they're making some false accusations in this case because they really don't have anything else. But their only tool is to use violence. Either they can ignore you and hope you go away, and sometimes that tactic works for them.
They know that's not going to happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, though.
I don't know. There's some activism that has kind of gone away over time. Some sticks, some doesn't. It just depends. Sometimes the activists go away, too. So it just depends. We're looking for hardcore people that are willing to be active and stick it out for a long time here. That's the point of the Free State Project. It's a lifetime project. So you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But the city, the state people, the feds, they only have one tool in their arsenal, and that's violence and the threat of violence. And that's all they know how to use. So either in the case of the Robin Hooders, they use violence, which they've looked through their laws and they've tried to find a way to arrest people for this. Sorry, it's not possible in New Hampshire, according to the laws here. So they couldn't figure out a way to actually arrest their way out of the problem. So they're going to a court to beg the court to create an anti-freedom zone around each one of the parking enforcers. They call it a safety zone, as though they're unsafe in some way, because that's the suggestion.
If they were unsafe, you would think that they would have been, something bad would have happened to them. But in fact, it's the Robin Hooders that have been assaulted by a variety of, sort of family members and friends of parking meters and sort of crazy people or drunk people. I mean,
it's true.
That's what's happened. The threats have existed in that way.
Yeah, so they can use violence and actually arrest somebody, or in this case, they're going to use the violence of the court system. If they get this judge to issue this injunction against the Robin Hooders, if the Robin Hooders are then within this 50-foot anti-freedom zone around the parking enforcers, then they'll be subject to arrest for contempt of court, possibly put in jail for up to a year on this contempt of court charge. So again, they're going to violence. They're threatening violence against people. That's all the city has.
But the Robin Hooders are generally not even within, 10 feet.
It depends. I mean, so if I go and I feed a meter, the idea behind Robin Hooding is to be in front of the meter reader because you want to get to the expired meters first. If I'm working alone as a Robin Hooder, and sometimes that happens, it's best to do it in pairs, because if I'm working alone and I feed a meter, I want to leave a card on the car as well to let the person know that I was there. Well, every second I spend feeding a meter and walking over to the car and putting something under their windshield wiper are seconds that the parking enforcer is catching up to me since I was in front of her. So if you're one person and you're feeding one or two meters, that parking enforcer is caught up to you. So then you have to have two people out, and you have to make sure that you're feeding the meters and putting the cars under the windshields and making sure that you're not really slowing down. So what I'm saying is, it's not hard for you to just kind of be going about your own business, not intending to get close to them, and then they get close to you. What happens then?
It's a good question. I mean, if there's a 50-foot buffer, then they should not be able to come within 50 feet of you.
I bet you it's not going to work that way.
Absolutely not. You're supposed to run away from them and keep that 50-foot buffer.
That's what I would guess the rules will be if they end up ruling in favor of the city, and I imagine the judge will, although there is awfully a lot of media watching this, and it'll be interesting to see if any attorneys want to step up. But my point being, the city uses violence. They could have ignored it, but then their revenues would suffer. So if they ignore it, their revenues suffer. They want to save their revenues. They want to try to save face by stopping the whole thing in the first place. They believe that they can stop it, but maybe they didn't expect the news coverage to happen, because it certainly has been the case in the past where activists will be threatened by the state and no one will cover it in the news. And then they kind of just get away with their aggression in silence, and no one's covering it except for freekeen.com or us here on Free Talk Live, or maybe a handful of other liberty sites. But this one went viral and may still be going viral. And now the city, and my our PR lady made a great point today. She talked to me. I was telling her about all these inquiries I was having all day long and from media. And she said, well, just think about how many the city is getting today.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, the guy from one of the Boston TV stations last night, there was four Boston TV stations, excuse me, one Manchester, three Boston stations that either came here yesterday to Keene and did a report on the scene, or they recorded here in Keene and then they edited it back at their offices. And the best one of those was WHDH, 7 News in Boston. And we posted it at freekeen.com, so you can go there and scroll back a little bit, and you can see that. It's the most favorable one. And what I love about this one, besides the fact they interviewed people on the streets and the people they interviewed were in favor of Robin Hooding, but what I loved about it was one of those live shots, you know, where what they'll do is they'll edit, the news guy will, they'll send their stuff that they recorded earlier in the day to an editor. The editor will put the package together, but the news guy, the reporter, will stay in the location. And then when it's actually time to go on the air, so this was like 11 at night, he's still in Keene. And he's standing on Main Street, and it's the live shot. Let's go to, you know, the reporter. And, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm out here on Main Street in Keene, and I've been waiting all day to hear back from the city, but they haven't responded to my inquiries. So it made it look like he was literally waiting late into the night in Keene to get a response from these people. And this guy had told us in the afternoon when he was interviewing us that he's tried calling the city, and they just are not responding. He said he was going to go by the city manager's home to try to get a comment from this guy.
Wow.
So I wonder if that actually happened. I didn't get to confirm with him that he actually did go by his
house.
That's
serious.
But that's what he said he was going to do. So you've got city officials with perhaps news media showing up and knocking on their front door asking for comment on this story.
I'm so glad that these folks just... It's like they just don't know what they're doing. Really? You thought that you're going to file a lawsuit and prevent people from feeding meters and just get away with it? And no, they couldn't.
These guys know who they're dealing with. Did they think they were just going to say, oh, stay 50 feet away from the parking enforcers? And these guys were going to go, oh, okay.
Yeah, right. And then it blows up in their face, and it's international news with television news coming from Boston, and they won't even give a comment.
They don't know what they're doing.
I mean, if you read people's comments on these stories nationwide, there's all kinds of people saying, well, they said they're harassing the people.
Yep.
Parking meters made, so they must just be harassing them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the sort of dumb public out there. They got their assent. Why not use that? But they can't even do that. They can't do it right.
They're inept. They don't know how to handle this stuff. They're used to the press fawning over them, or maybe asking a tough question on a, you know, parking issue or something.
That's
like that.
That's what would have happened.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. It's the Sickle CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to enjoy the features there. They're all totally free. Though, if you would like, you may support the show. And one way you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what you can do is send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. Use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up. Makes a big difference for us at amp.freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They're currently at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. Not everything on the site is from Ingram Micro, but everything from Ingram Micro is at a 0% markup, and most of those are consumer electronics, like tablets and laptops and desktops and those kind of things. And you can get them at what, frankly, is going to be some of the lowest prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. BitcoinStore.com. Go ahead and take a look. Go over there and look at whatever consumer electronics device you might be interested in, or whatever else they might have there. Take a look at the prices. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. And that's kind of the hook there with BitcoinStore.com. They don't take dollars or euros or rubles or anything else, only bitcoins. So BitcoinStore.com, it's a fascinating news site that allows you to purchase consumer electronics and all kinds of other items with bitcoins.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I believe I'm correct in saying the proprietor of BitcoinStore.com will be at the convention?
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. In fact, I understand he's speaking at said convention. Bitcoin2013.com is where we're going tomorrow. Actually, the convention starts late Friday, so late Friday afternoon. We actually basically kick off the convention. They're kind of open for vendors to set up all day, but there's no real convention activities until Free Talk Live at 4 o'clock Pacific.
Today's the last day to get your tickets at $300 for Bitcoin2013.com.
Oh, wow. What's it going to?
$350.
Okay. All right. So do it now at Bitcoin2013.com. We will see you there. Nemi's staying behind to take care of some technical aspects of the program. Appreciate
keeping
that.
The fire's going at home.
All right. So we've been talking about Robinhooding throughout the show tonight. It's making global headlines. In fact, I had to actually take our web server down during the break there, because we had to crank up the gigabytes. We got the virtual server thing that you can, the cloud. We're in the cloud.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, back in the old days, Mark, servers used to be a machine in a rack somewhere that was very specific. And if you outgrew that machine in the rack, as far as as far as people coming to your website, well, you had to provision a whole new machine.
You
basically
get a bigger rack, Mark.
You had to build a whole new machine.
Everybody likes that.
Or you would have to have someone go into that machine and, add RAM physically or something like that. But now with this cloud computing, with these virtual servers, I can go and I can slide a slider online and increase my amount of computing power by, twice or four times or whatever I want. Increase the RAM, almost instantaneously. So our downtime is a total of 2 minutes instead of 2 hours or something like that. So hopefully we'll be able to better handle the load on the websites. There's a lot of people coming to freekeen.com, and I'm sure some of the other sites that that we're associated with, like Free Talk Live, because of this Robinhooding story. It's going out in a lot of places, and some people are upset. In fact, some people in the activism community don't even understand this one.
Hmm.
And
now, I've got to be the biggest critic when it comes
to
outside the system activism.
You're not afraid to tell me what you think.
And I can't figure out anything that's wrong with Robinhood.
Is Robinhooding outside the system?
I think it sort of is.
It's a blurry line.
I don't want to play semantic games with it, but it's certainly not voting or running for office.
Okay,
I would say it's outside the system.
Okay.
And I can't figure out anything that's wrong with it. The best argument I think you can make is that people in the government don't like cameras, so you shouldn't use cameras. But I'm sorry, I think that people in the government and need to get used to the citizenry using cameras on them. I think that that's an important aspect of American life, because at this point people are getting hurt, they're getting arrested, and all because they're filming the government, doing their thing. I've got an article here where an Arizona man ended up homeless.
Oh, yeah. I got that
broke
one too.
And jobless, because he went out and took some pictures of a courthouse. Basically the wrong time of the day. So,
I'd like to talk about that.
It's a bunch of scared little worry warts out there. They're like, terrorists have cameras. But, of course, when terrorists do strike like they do in Boston, then those same little namby-pamby bedwetting worry warts come out and say, well, give us your pictures so we can find the bad guys. Which one is it? Are people with cameras terrorists, or are people with cameras good citizens helping to get terrorists?
Because I'd like to know. It's only good when they need you. Otherwise, it's a threat to their legitimacy. At least that's how they seem to see it. So the certain activists don't appreciate the Robinhooding. As always, whenever you do activism that is worthy of talking about, people are going to have differing opinions about it.
Sure.
So if you run a political campaign somewhere and you're a liberty-minded candidate, you're probably not going to make any headlines. Just saying. I've run my share of campaigns. They haven't made headlines. I've gotten the obligatory article in the newspaper that every candidate receives, like, oh, here's our little candidate profile, but it's never been a headline-making candidacy. That's because it's not unusual. It's not newsworthy when people run for political office. I'm not saying I oppose it. I've done it, and I intend to do it again. We're probably going to have, hopefully, Robin Hood himself will run for City of Keene
political office this year. I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll let him put the nickname on the ballot.
James, I believe Robin, you have to have it for 5 years, was what they told
They'll
you.
They'll make that claim
when you had, you.
True, but he could
chose
also
nobody.
He could also register to vote as Robin Hood if he wants to, because this is New Hampshire, and you can register to vote under whatever name you like. So that's a possibility for him too. So let's see, where was I going with this? The activists that were critiquing. There was a thread on one of the various different activism groups on Facebook that I'm a part of. I'm getting to it here. On this thread, this individual, I will not name him, was kind of looking at some of the videos, and he says that the more attention that he gives this, the less that he likes it. He says, I know that the meter issue is only part of your activism. It's unfortunate that you can't accept criticism of this. Excuse me, that's the wrong comment. He says here, you can't deny someone got in the guy's face for 5 minutes when he wasn't actually doing anything. Why can't you understand why these folks feel set upon? And what he's talking about is a video from a Raw channel. There's a Raw channel called Freeman TV Raw. It's Freeman with two threes instead of E's. And it's just raw video from the Robin Hooders as they're doing their Robin Hooding thing, following, walking in front of these parking enforcers. And sometimes, because of their presence, the parking enforcer will elect to do nothing. The parking enforcer will just kind of meander. They'll talk to someone. They'll check, there's these payment boxes downtown. Yeah. They'll start checking payment boxes. They'll open up the meters and they'll collect, quarters and dimes and things from it. They'll go into non-enforcement duties mode if one of the Robin Hooders is around. This has happened. It's happened a number of times. And so some of the footage he was watching was one of the Robin Hooders standing at one of the crosswalks, just kind of standing with this guy. Like, he wouldn't go across the crosswalk. He was just kind of standing there, and it was really an uneventful video. And he's like, this isn't activism. What is this? And he actually says, please, you call this activism? Am I to take such an argument seriously? And I pointed out to him that if you can't see the value in saving thousands of people from parking tickets and then making headlines globally, you're not the kind of person I am looking to reach. Go find something you value and do that. Meanwhile, we will continue helping our neighbors. And he goes on to suggest that he just doesn't believe that this is effective activism.
Now,
even though it's getting global headlines, he doesn't believe it's effective.
Yeah, I certainly have not agreed with all of the forms of activism that go on. I absolutely endorse Robin Hooding. I think it's fantastic. I think it is outside the system activism, and I think it's very effective, exactly, because we couldn't pay for this amount of good press. We really couldn't.
He's saying it's not worth it. He's saying it's not good.
The problem is that you're having a conversation online, which is the worst place in the world to try to figure out to come to some kind of conclusion. Why does he not think it's good activism? And you can jump to a conclusion as to why you think he's saying it. But, maybe he's doesn't think that you should be doing meter-made activism at all, because the city of Keene legitimately owns the roads upon which these parking spaces are made, or something like that. I don't know what his point is, but it's difficult to really ascertain what somebody even means online.
Well, he seems to be empathizing with the parking enforcers when he says, can you understand why these people feel set upon?
Sure! Any government employee that sees their job threatened in any way, shape, or form, if you ask them one hard question, they feel set upon.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So despite all the global coverage, he says it's not good activism. Free Talk Live.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare, because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy.
Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.